Something that we strive to do as Christians in our lives is do good for God, whether that's through physical things such as spreading the gospel or doing good acts to others in our lives, or sometimes just spiritual things, ways we connect with God. There's something very important in our lives that we need to have, and that is a good mental state with God and a good spiritual life with God through our actions, but also our attitudes. And tonight, I want to look at a Bible character that really shows us a good way to act with God. Not necessarily physically, it'll help us physically, but mainly our attitudes to God and the way we think and the way we act. One of the best characters to look at in the Bible for a way to act with God is David. He's a man after God's own heart. And so he must have really great things to show us in the Bible. So tonight I want to share four things with you that David did in his life, ways that he acted through with God, that we today can do as well, and it'll really help us in our lives. We'll be looking in the books of 1 and 2 Samuel tonight. So if you'll turn with me to 1 Samuel, that'll be our first place to go. 1 Samuel chapter 17. To give you a backstory of what this story is talking about, Israel and the Philistines are having a fight. And the Philistines have brought out their best man, Goliath, right? Huge dude. And they say, bring out your best guy, and they'll fight. And whoever wins, wins everything for us. And the Israelites don't have a big guy to go up against Goliath, right? They're seeing this big dude and saying, we can't do that. They're looking at the physical part of this and saying, we can't do that. And they've totally forgotten that they have God on their side. Kid named David comes in. He says, I'll do it. I have God on my side. In fact, if we look in verse 37 of chapter 17, it says, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hands of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. Through David, God defeated Goliath, right? Because David had complete faith in God that he can do this. God can do anything. And through that determination and through that assurance in God, David beat Goliath. And that's God's victory through David. And we need to have an attitude like David in that scenario that says, I can do anything through God if he allows me to, because nothing's impossible with God. Now, the next thing we need to look at, if you'll jump a couple more chapters to chapter 24, at this point, people love David. He's defeated Goliath. It's great. He's killed his tens of thousands. And Saul gets a little jealous. So what's the natural thing to do when you get jealous of someone? Kill them, right? That's the thing to do. So David's on the run from Saul constantly because he's trying to kill him. Not a fun time for David, I'm sure. Who would want to be on the run from a guy trying to kill you constantly? So that's something we can see in David that says that he's not in a good situation. But at one point, Saul is doing his thing, and David comes up behind him and has the perfect chance to kill him right then and there and take care of all of his problems that he has. But he doesn't. Why? Why does he do that? He cuts off the corner of his robe instead and saves that for later to show him, to say, hey, I had the chance, but I didn't. But why didn't he kill him? Well, it says in chapter 24, verse 6, David says, the Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch out my hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. If David kills Saul, he's going against God, what God has put into place. And David has no authority whatsoever to do that. While it might fix his problems physically in the moment, going against God is not a good idea. And if he stays with God and what God says to do, it'll work out for him spiritually, right, in the end. No matter what's going on right then and there. And it worked out well for him, really well, really, in the end. Physically, but also spiritually, because he followed God's plan. And the attitude we need to have towards God in that scenario is trusting God, but also following his authority and respecting it. Because God's authority means way more than anything that could be of us physically. Because spiritually, we have the assurance of heaven, right, if we do what he says. But if we go against him, it's not going to end well in the end, whether it's good for us now or spiritually now. Now, the next thing we need to look at, if you jump over to 2 Samuel chapter 12. In this situation, David's been the king for a little while, and he's gotten himself into a bad situation again. He's gotten himself into a spot where he steals a guy's wife, has a kid with her. Well, they haven't had the kid yet, but they're going to. He's killed the guy to try and cover it up, so he's dug himself an even deeper hole and taken her for his wife. It'll all be fine, right? No, it's not fine. Nathan, the prophet, comes in. He tells him a story about a rich man with a lot of sheep and a guy with one sheep. He was very poor, and that's all he had. He had this little lamb. And instead of taking one of his many sheep, the rich man takes this one guy's lamb and uses it as the lamb for the feast. And David gets really angry about this, right? Because he has a relationship with sheep. He would be really angry about this. And he says, this man needs to die. Nathan says, well, yeah, that's you. And immediately, what does David say? He says, I sinned against the Lord. He says that in verse 13. I sinned against the Lord. He doesn't say, notice, Bathsheba and I sinned against the Lord. He doesn't say, Bathsheba made me sin against the Lord. She shouldn't have been taking a bath on the roof. It's crazy. No, he takes full responsibility for it in that moment, realizes he messed up, and says, I sinned. And we need an attitude like that, that when we sin, we don't try and put the blame on someone else or make excuses. We take responsibility for that and take the consequences for that, because there are going to be consequences for sin. And for David, there were a lot of big consequences for that, but he realized that was his own fault. He not only affected himself, but he also affected Bathsheba, because the kid had to die in the end, and for Bathsheba, that was not good either. So sin can not only affect us, but also the people around us. So we got to take responsibility for that. We need an attitude like David that can take responsibility for our sins and fix those. Now, the last thing I want to look at tonight, if you turn, well, actually, you don't have to go anywhere because it's in the same chapter. After the kid died because of what David has done, he's fasted, he's learned about the kid is dead from his servants. What do you think the first thing he did was? Well, the answer might surprise you. If you look in verse 20, it says, David arose from the ground, washed and anointed himself, and changed into his clothes, and went into the house of the Lord and worshipped. And then he went and he ate. Now, for a guy who fasted, he's probably really hungry, right? I can't go one day without eating, much less multiple days. And so why in our minds, why wouldn't we think, one, go get food first, and also, why are you worshiping God? Because your kid is dead. You should be mourning. That might be going through our heads, right? But no, David worships God because he realizes, I'm nothing without him. Without God, I have nothing. I am nothing. And he realizes this and still worships him, even in what seems like the lowest time for him, because one, he puts himself into that situation, but also realizes he has so much with God. And we need an attitude that is like David's, where even in the lowest times, whether it's self-inflicted or not, saying, without God, I'm nothing. I'm just lucky to be here and to have salvation. But even in our highest times, it's very easy in our highest times too to forget where that comes from. You do something great. I did this. I'm great. I have this. And forget that God is the reason you're doing this. Or you have large possessions, many possessions, physical things, and forget that God gave those to you. It's very easy to forget God in those moments and to think that you're something without him. We need an attitude that doesn't forget God, that realizes I need him for everything, and I'm nothing without him, and to praise him in every moment of our lives. Just like David, we can put these attributes into our lives, and they will really help us physically, mentally, spiritually. They'll help us do other things for God. Without the right mentality, we won't be able to do things physically for other people or even for God. It's just not possible. This will really help us. Let God help us put these into our lives. Let's put these into our lives and use them. Not just hear them, but use them. Make them a part of us. And let us use these things to bring honor and glory to God.